Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Steiny, you're doing a wonderful job.
It's bothering me!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Thanks to Jesse Sapolu, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. He's terrific as always.
Four times.
He's, and, you know, in fairness, I should have just jumped in there and said, you know, we have a guy who does that and we make fun of him. So don't do that, Jesse. Stop doing that.
Yeah.
But
he still believes.
Jesse Sapolu believes. Do you?
Talk to me Monday.
No. Answer now.
Well, yeah, I'm making the bet that they make it.
I have to, too. I'm giving
what
them the benefit of the doubt.
What do you do if you don't?
Well,
like, this
question.
O-line needs to, the Warrior was right, starting Brendo and McKip, they haven't had the best, as a couple, Trent has. Well, how do you fix that? And then if you're telling me you're going to go get a heart transplant with a new quarterback, I know that's for another day, but I'll say this, and I've been consistent, no victory lap, but Stoney, sometimes in life, man, I keep hammering this home. I'm not a preacher.
Tomorrow's not promised? Oh, boy.
No. Don't call me a sports caster. Call me a sports pastor. But anyway,
I'll tell you
sometimes,
what. Hold on. Just stop for a minute.
No, that
Evan, you think that's new?
I just thought of it. Sports pastor. But anyway, Stoney, what if Kyle's had his best chance with this team?
Well, then he's got to have another chance with another team. And I'm not talking necessarily another franchise.
Yeah.
Well, they got to remake this team.
Gotcha. Is that a 2-year gap, 3-year gap? Is the window closed? You got to reopen it?
I mean, listen, I'm talking about Purdy and I'm not. Now, I wrote this down. Jesse Sapolu basically said there's no question that Brock Purdy's our quarterback of the future. Well, I pretty much believe that, but I'm not totally convinced. But I will say this. Of all the 49ers, the only thing that makes me worry about Purdy is the money you're going to have to pay him.
Yeah.
But the player, I'm okay with. I am far more worried about the following players than I am Brock Purdy. Christian McCaffrey, Trent Williams, Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, and I'm even going to put Kittle in there just because he's getting up there a little bit. I am much more worried about whether or not those guys, with the exception of Ayuk, are... What if they're all on the downside of their careers? We know Trent Williams is.
Then you really missed an opportunity or opportunities, Donnie, to get multiple Super Bowls. But what about what Jesse said about Deebo? I hadn't thought about it.
They don't block for him, man.
But
yeah, but still.
You should be able to. What's everybody saying about Deebo? He's not. Cosell said it. He's not your traditional. I hate this about a receiver, Donnie. You know, receiver.
Yeah, he's a bad route runner.
And does he have good hands?
When you hand it off to him.
Yeah, I don't have Kittle on there for me. Well, but it's like Curry. You look at the number, but I look at the play.
Well, I look at Kittle, and he can always just block. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about the San Francisco 49ers, and this is as big a regular season game as they've played since, week 17, the year they had to beat the Seattle Seahawks to get into the playoffs, and they did.
Yeah.
I mean, this one is...
I believe that was Greenlaw's hit at the goal line.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were talking about 2021 when they had to beat the Rams to get into the postseason.
What's the year I'm thinking of? That might have been 19. Let's check that.
Yeah, at Seattle.
Yeah, I'm talking... I think he's right, though. The Rams game, they had to make it. They had to win to make it, and they did. And then that's the year the Rams ended up beating
them. And that was Jimmy G.
Yeah. Let's go to our main man... Leroy in Oakland.
Lee.
What's up, Leroy? How you doing?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Well, Goo, this for you. Steiny, I need to holler at Goo for a minute.
Sure.
Goo,
what's up, baby?
Goo, man, I'm a little emotional about the Niners, man, this morning. Man, I swear, I feel like crying.
I've been there.
I am really emotional. I'm a lifelong, y'all know we got history.
Yeah.
And Goo, your rise to fame, Goo, how you entered the contest and stuff. But Goo, you remember
regional
just
fame.
Sitting on the couch?
Go ahead, Lee.
You remember just sitting on the couch, Goo?
Yes.
And watching the game and just being a fan growing up, and you predicted certain things and you seen your team and you said certain things. And, you know, I remember before we got Garoppolo, I'm scouting for a quarterback, and I'm like, man, they better take Mahomes. And then you do something else. And then I'm like, I'm so frustrated with this team right now, man.
Wow.
Because I'm watching these NFC championship games. I'm watching these Super Bowls, and it's just time after time after time, us not getting the job done. And it's been, 7, 8 years, and I'm just like, I had said, you know, Kyle Shanahan's style of coaching gets our players hurt. We got history. I said that a long time ago. I didn't want it to be true, but everybody's hurt.
Wow.
Everybody's hurt. So all these predictions I had, all these things that I've said, and Steiny, I know you hate saying I told you so, and I'm not saying that. It's just so frustrating when I saw that stuff, and I'm like, I'm hoping it's not true. And then now everybody's saying what I've been saying. It's like, it's time to let this go. There's no hope for this season. We probably get 8, 9 wins this season, but it's not going to be enough.
Hey, Lee, so what about the quarterback? Is Purdy your guy? Is Purdy your guy, Lee, or
yes.
you want to change?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Yes, he is.
Right.
But Kyle and Lynch got to go.
Oh.
But Purdy's my guy. Purdy's going to keep developing that young kid, man. He don't deserve this.
Wow. Boy. Thanks, Leroy.
Wow.
Jeez.
Man.
Have people come to the conclusion that you have to choose either Purdy or Shanahan?
You know, that's exactly kind of what I thought when he said that. Who's to say if a new coach comes in here, he's going to want Purdy?
Right.
Maybe he'll have to.
Thoughts on the couch.
It feels to me like every quarterback that Kyle Shanahan coaches, he's kind of joined at the hip with that guy. And it always is, well, Purdy Shanahan, Purdy Garoppolo Shanahan. I don't know. I mean.
What caller talked about, I don't want to call it a rat on the table. It is what it is, Donnie. But how many quarterbacks has Kyle been through? What it was, about 5?
Mullins, Beathard, Garoppolo,
Trey
Lance,
and Brock.
Purdy.
So,
5 and 8 years.
If Purdy doesn't pan out, I guess we could.
I'm not. I don't think we should hold Mullins and Beathard.
All right, I got you.
I got you. You know, he inherited them, and they were.
Brian Hoyer.
No, Lickett Spadone.
You're just mad at Sepulveda for taking a shot at your
role. That was a cheap shot. I screamed afterwards. I told him that hurt my feelings. I'm sorry. It was just the one team that I could think of.
Lickett Spadone with hair on his chest. Yeah.
All right. It's a short segment, so I see the calls. I promise I'll get to you.
Well,
go ahead.
Leroy, can I share a story with you and Spadone? 1988, Dallas is 1-15. And now go ahead, Stoney.
No, you finish.
And 49er for, and I was almost in tears. Sundays were bad. Mm. And he told me there was Michael Irvin out of Miami. And if we lose out, maybe we could draft him.